Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and today on Voice of Olympus, I am proud to bring you Living Labyrinths with Athena Dugan. Greetings and welcome, Athena. How are you today?
I am fine. Thank you, Hercules. And how are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to your show today. It sounds, as always, wonderful.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, so before we start today, I just wanted to send prayers and blessings and positive thoughts out to the people of Ukraine. And for those of you who are in Ukraine who maybe walk a labyrinth, there are a few labyrinths in Ukraine. There's labyrinths in Poland. And for those of you who are with Ukraine and Russia, there's labyrinths there as well. And if you want to look them up, you could go to the labyrinthlocator.com to see if you can find one in your location or even in your hometown in the U.S. Walk a labyrinth for peace and for calm in the Ukraine.
Thank you.
And also, yes, thank you. It's a serious time, and a labyrinth will help calm some of those energies and maybe help shift and redirect the focus, you know, good outcome.
Thank you. I'm here if you need me.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Hercules. So tonight we're going deeper. We are going deeper into the labyrinth and transformation of transformation with Elisa Soul, who is a labyrinth facilitator. She is a care sitter, a sentient energy care sitter. She's a magnetic mind coach. She is also the artist at Soul Garden. So welcome, Elisa. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you got it all. Thanks. Hiya, Athena.
Okay. Hiya. So thanks for taking us deeper. As some of you may know, and thank you for those of you who are tuned in today, some of you may remember Elisa was a guest here before. We were talking about her journey as a sentient and working with the sentient energies of animals, and which she's very fond of. She's an excellent care sitter for pets and animals, and now she your journey is going further, right? You're expanding your journey with the labyrinth, and you have a lot of things that you're incorporating into it, and also you just established a, I want to say, could I say residency?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I want you to tell us about all these great things that you've been doing, and what is the depth of getting to this deeper core of the labyrinth that's been bringing up all these incredible journeys and ideas that you've been working on.
So, that was a lot. But that's good because it's amazing everything that's incorporated now, what's going on, in addition to everything that's happening on the outside of our world. Since my journey actually continued and got deeper in the spring of 2020 when we were all home and couldn't go anywhere, I was fortunate enough to be able to stay home because typically – I travel to other people's homes when they are on vacation to take care of their animals, the sentient energy of their home and the sentient energy of the animals within. So 2020 was pretty obviously powerful for many people, and I got to walk the land every single day. A friend of mine crocheted plarn for me, plastic grocery bags together to create the circuits of the labyrinth, the lines. And I got to, every day, switch and shift the labyrinth as I was guided. So one of the things that came up from that experience in the spring of 2020 was the Soul Garden. So that's S-O-L, soul, uh-huh. as in sun, and garden as in earth, touching the earth, which is the name of my company, Touch the Earth Healing Arts. And so it was amazing how everything seemed to layer, like dovetailing, layer in, kept layering, and I kept going deeper and deeper. And I was just like, are you sure about this? And energetically, I kept getting yes, loud and clear, yes, keep following this path. And I'm like, okay, so the path.
Wow.
So I did. And so now, 2 years later, still following the path, everything has been amazingly coming together. I don't know how else to describe it. From being on the path, walking the labyrinth, first started out as a single spiral. And mm-hmm. each of these spirals are 150 feet. So you can imagine the spiral was pretty big. And
yeah.
luckily where I live, you know, my front yard where I live, I have a lot of room on the grass and in the trees because I'm in the woods. So it was really, really fun to put down the first spiral. And then I was guided to add the second spiral. And then I was guided to add the third spiral because I have three of these 150 feet of Plarn.
Yeah.
And at one point, I put them all down on the ground, and they weren't touching each other. And so I know a typical labyrinth, all the pieces, the triple spiral, it touches each other. But this triple spiral didn't touch each other. And I took pictures of it, and I'm like, oh, wow, you know, it looks like the star constellation of Orion's Belt, the three stars in a row on the diagonal. That's what it looked like on the front yard. And that's one of my favorite constellations. So I thought, okay, this is interesting. So I remember taking a picture of it and sending it to a friend and telling her, wow, look at this really cool labyrinth I just built. And she's like, that's not a labyrinth. I'm like, sure it is. And she's like, no, it's not touching. And I'm like, yeah, but it kind of is a labyrinth. And the message I got about that was, it's a labyrinth because it's just like the path of life. Even if we can't see the path in front of us, it's still there. So I was like, wow, that is really cool and really deep. So
wow.
I just went with it. I just kept putting those spirals down every way that I was guided. And, you know, it was just me out there. Every once in a while, my neighbor would pop his head out, make sure I was okay. I'd wander off into the woods or anything. And I just, you know, I did it seasonal. So I did it the whole year. You know, I started in the spring, and I still go out every single day. So, like, right now, there's a three-circuit classical labyrinth on the ground. And the spirals are, you know, nearby. So I have all of my layers of Plarn, all the different bundles of them, because when you roll them up, they look like a big ball of Plarn, plastic yarn.
Right.
And so, you know, they now travel. I have a seventh, it's calling itself now the Seventh Ray Traveling Labyrinth, and it's in a duffel bag. And so the goal is to travel around the country, and putting the labyrinth down and inviting people to walk. And that's just the message I've gotten, the next step of the Soul Garden, how to travel with it and how to bring it out to the people and share and create community. And, that's basically it, create community and show and guide people how to build them themselves so that other people can put these, you know, make it really, bring it really to the people so that others can, anyone can create one, and either like the finger labyrinths like you do, and as well as the ones that you build out on the ground as well.
That's great. I just want to share an experience and then talk to you about like your shift with the labyrinth. I remember when I made that labyrinth on your ground for that winter solstice, and you were like, oh, you can use all that space all out there, you know, which was extra part of your land. And I just remember looking, I'm like, oh, my God, this is overwhelming. I'm like, that would be a huge-ass labyrinth. And I'm like, how am I going to get all these candles out there? So I said, you know what, I'm going to work within this space. But when I saw, like, pictures of how you work with the land, I'm like, see, now you do have a connection with your land, and you were able to process different shifts, which I thought was important what you said, shifts of the labyrinth, like you started with making spirals And then you started with making three spirals that didn't connect, but still that was the labyrinth for you. So is that how you meant when you, I mean, because that's how I'm hearing it. Am I hearing that correctly? That the labyrinth was shifting was because you went from spirals to three spirals and connect them to be a triple spiral, and then you went to, was it to a seventh circuit or was it to a three circuit? Because now you have a three circuit, right?
Right. I went to a three circuit after that, just learning my own path. So while the labyrinth was shifting, so was I, and vice versa.
Wow.
So it really has become an integral part of my life now, to the point where I'm, even when I'm on a pet sit, I can walk the labyrinth without having it right in front of me, because it is now a part of me as if I'm breathing.
You've internalized it. All right. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay.
Yay. Well, so what else did you notice? So tell me more about that. So what else did you notice that was going on while you were going deeper with this labyrinth?
Well, some of the fun, I love having fun. So now it's like all I want to be is outside, even when it's really cold. So today I put on my snow pants and my jacket, and I went outside, and I think I mentioned to you earlier at another time, I had found these solar lights that I forgot I bought, and I found them in the house, and I'm like, oh, I got to put them outside. So I was outside with my gloves on. It was a little chilly, but I was putting the solar caps together and putting them around the three circuit that's on the ground right now, because I'm getting ready for a festival at the end of this month, at the end of March. And I wanted to, I have a window, I have a space to work within, and I'm like, oh, how am I going to do that? So I need to, when the snow melts, supposedly tomorrow it's melting, according to my neighbor, I'm going to block off 10 feet, a 10 by 10 out on the lawn, and then figure out what's going to go inside of it, whether it's going to be a spiral or Adrian's thread, or actually a three circuit. I'm going to try lots of different things. So that when I get to the setup of the show on May 27th, I'm not scrambling around trying to set something up within the window before people start to arrive for the art show. But I'm like really excited about this. So basically, yeah. So I also create while I'm outside. My art studio is outside. So through 2020, not only was I playing with the labyrinth, but I was also creating art. So my unusual art, abstract art, I paint by touch, mm-hmm. I paint with my hands, but I also started to create the women of soul. Those are the beings that a lot of people say they look like angels. The women of soul, the first limited series of eight was painted in that time window, and then 2021, the next set and the next set going forward. And so they were created outside. So literally the labyrinth said, you know, you don't just have to walk us. You can also add pieces of your life, things that you enjoy, and just create this window and just keep building and building and see how all of the parts of your life can be put together in one small, you know, package, basically. And that no matter where you go on the earth, you're always with your joy. You're always with your peace.
Now,
and no matter
people,
what happens
have you,
to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to ask you, so you've done labyrinths with your artwork within the path of the labyrinth?
Yes. So actually I've done both now. So
So what is that experience for the walker? What is that like? I mean, that's got to be interesting. It must be feel like they're enacting like your work or activating your work or something, putting that energy into it. What's the experience?
Well, for me, what I like about it is that I know that walking a labyrinth is a walking meditation, but and what we learned in school is labyrinths can be used for now just about anything, weddings, end-of-life ceremonies, birthdays. And so for me, walking the labyrinth is a celebration of me, my life, but also to honor and respect the journey that I've been on, everywhere that I've come from in the past, and honor that in celebration. And so the idea is that I've been having fun, like putting the labyrinth together and creating it as a walking play walking. So on my Instagram, one of my pages is called Walk Talks Play, and that's also about the animals, but it's also about labyrinths. It's like both. It's got this dual thing going on there. And so you walk a labyrinth, and then you come out and have a conversation with me, because I've actually run these workshops. They're called soul walking. I've done workshops with lots of different communities. And then you have conversations with me, and then I give you all these tools. So the client or the person gets an easel, they get a piece of paper, they get paints and everything, and then they find a spot somewhere on the land, wherever we're working. It's usually outside. And they get to set up, and then just after they've just walked the labyrinth, they just go over there, and they're going to do the painting by touch. So they're painting with their hands. And it's acrylic paint. It's safe for the environment, it's safe for our skin. And people walk away usually with three paintings. So it's make and take art. They get to take home right away. And the fun of that is
that part of your residency that you're doing?
Yes. Yep.
Oh,
so
okay.
The big picture for the residency is you don't have to have art skills, because I know a lot of art residencies, you're already an artist and you're creating from a place, you know, maybe you're continuing a project and I know there's music residencies out there because my brother Robert has done that. Robert Maggio is a composer, and he's gone on residencies where he's, you know, away, he's got a cabin and a piano and he's doing his thing. So I wanted the residencies to be more virtual. So because it's hard now these days for folks to get together. And so my other part of my life of training to be a magnetic mind coach showed me how things could become virtual, and this can be an international thing, which is very exciting to me. So the residency is teaching folks how to walk the path of the labyrinth. That's part of it. And then creating art is another part. And then marrying the two together and say, where can I go from here? How can I create the life I love? What is it that I need to do differently?
Right. So what is there's a bigger conversation that they can have from that all. That's great. And so what about like you fostered this deeper connection and appreciation of the labyrinth by going deeper, and it transformed you. And you actually, it sounds like what you're doing too, not only engaging community, but you're bringing the community to you, right?
Right, yep.
And from that, you're like, there's a contribution that you're also, as well as giving, you know, by having them participate. I guess I'm thinking of, what is it that this person gets from your residency? I mean, it's definitely something positive, but what do they get to go back and share? What is it that they're taking away besides like the physical artwork, you know, and having walked the labyrinth? Is there a deeper connection for them too, so they could
absolutely.
Yeah,
so the goal, tuning into the labyrinth daily and listening to spirit, and also now know as superconscious because of the magnetic mind program or coursework I've been taking since August. The community is out of Australia, so it's been quite a powerful experience getting to know a community on an international basis, on a global basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so the residency itself is the way I've described it, is it's a 90-day window with a 360-degree view to create whatever you want just because you can. So it really is meant for people to come energetically, of course, but through a Zoom session and teaching people the labyrinth, teaching them. For me, the most comfortable one is with the seed pattern, because I'm not great at drawing circles like you are. And through the concentric circles, but that doesn't mean that they couldn't advance to other labyrinths, because there are so many patterns and designs out there, as we know.
Yeah.
But I like starting with ones that feel like I can teach that as a basic skill, what a seed pattern is, and then from there do a three circuit or a seven circuit. And then from there, walking the labyrinth and teaching people about a residency within themselves. Like, how do they want to excavate or go in deeper and learn more about who they are, where they've come from, potentially where they are right now, and what are their goals? What are their dreams for their future? But teaching them with all of those pieces from the Magnetic Mind community, what I've learned so far, and then adding the thread of how do we put all of our parts together? How do we connect it to a whole? What does it look like? And just remind ourselves how amazingly beautiful we all are, and that we're not broken and we don't have to fix ourselves. We're just perfect exactly the way we are right now.
Mm. Wow. So this person, or the person that gets to experience your residency, they get to experience becoming a master, or mastering, or having a mastery of their life. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a commitment. So this is something that they would do daily until it's done, right? Or...
so to speak, the idea is that we, you know, I know what imagine being an entrepreneur and being a business owner out there in the world, that people are always trying to create the next step or going through the next process, you know, how to grow your business. And so it has a lot to do with that. I'm just offering a 90-day window, but I would imagine people would want to, once they learn some of these techniques that I'm offering within the program itself, I've learned a lot of processes through the Magnetic Mind Community, Conscious Education out of Australia. And I'm looking forward to threading through a lot of the processes that I've learned to help people move in the direction of living the life they love. And the labyrinth itself is a huge part of that, because the labyrinth has been the thread, so to speak. The circuits have been the thread throughout my life, how I've connected all of my parts to the whole. And I like it as a container. So it's like a perfect structure to hold a space, basically. So the labyrinth holds everything that you need within, so you can create. And so the whole idea is there will be art involved, but if, you know, someone is musically inclined, then they can use music as their tool. You know, it doesn't have to be art, but that's what I'm going to teach from. But the idea is that whatever gift that you have of creation, that's what you will use as part of your 90-day window.
Cool. Okay. So that's the vision. And what's the impact?
The impact is that when you're done with your 90 days, and however that looks, you're already on it. As soon as you step into the field, when you're creating, you're in the field, the super conscious field, working with spirit. And so the more that you can stay in the field and be in this place of coming from creation, things that you want to create, you're not in problem-solving mode. You're not trying to fix yourself. I'm not going to try to fix you. It's not problem-solving at all.
Right.
It's all about taking those action steps and moving forward. And the perfect idea is you're walking a labyrinth, whether you're finger-walking it or you go with me, you jump in with me, and you want to learn how to build one near your home. Even if you rent, I rent where I live, so my labyrinth is temporary. So when I'm done with it, I just roll it up, big balls of, you know, yarn, and I put them back in a bag, and it's done. So the idea is teaching people how to create temporary labyrinths, but if someone obviously, say, owns the land where they live, then they could put down a permanent one.
Oh, that's great. That's great. There is something, I love what you said, that you're not there to fix anyone. And as a facilitator, you don't. And even as a coach, you're not there to fix anyone, but you are guiding them towards mastering themselves. And it's all through the walk. It's through the getting out of your way, right? Allowing your hands and your feet to do the work. And your mind, too, because of the twists and the turns of the labyrinth, it calls you to attention. I like that. Wow. So this could be like a major inspiration for people, the art and whatever calls to them to work on, to work with the labyrinth. Now, is it always when you're doing your labyrinth, you did say that you do, you have your artwork around for when people are walking, but is your artwork in the labyrinth as part of your residency too, for a sense of inspiration for creating the thought processes?
Yes, and actually, so going forward, end of this month, and then in April, May, and June, what I've signed up for right now, a couple of the local communities that are holding their festivals, I will have my art on display at the Seventh Ray Labyrinth, the Three Circuit or the Seventh Circuit, depending on the space that I have. So at the end of this month, I'm at a festival that's, I forgot the name of it. I'll try to write it, find it at some point.
Is it Luna
Fair?
Also,
no, that one's different. Luna Fair is April, May, and June right now, the ones that I can sign up for. Because when I'm pet sitting and I'm taking care of my animal friends, I don't like leaving them for hours on end to go set up a labyrinth. So I've had to figure out my own threads, you know, overlap everything so that it all fits. But, yeah, it's a different one. It's in that's a different one. Oh, boy. I don't remember that name. Should have. Oh, wait a minute. My Facebook page. Come on. There it is. Oh, it's a Spirit Fair. It's at the Engage Art Studio, and that is in I have no idea. No. It's in Pennsylvania.
That's okay, because people can get in touch with
Swingville.
You and can get a whole list of they could get your, they can contact you and get
yes.
that information.
Yep.
And I'll walk. I can't wait to, I haven't walked one of your labyrinths yet, which I can't believe, but I'm so excited to do so. And the fact that you got to walk your labyrinth, or you get to walk your labyrinth every day, I think that's incredible. And that gave you such an incredible clarity and transformation that you came up with the Seventh Ray residency, and here you are now. This is like the bigger picture for you. You're on the festival circuit, and you're doing this in a private capacity too, so which helps for the development too. So what other modalities do you use? Is it strictly art? You said that they could bring music to, or do you also incorporate music into your residency? How does that work?
Well, I love YouTube. In fact, I'm listening to it right now.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I listen to YouTube nonstop. It's usually on at all times in the house, except for when I'm writing but usually when I'm creating art, it's always on. And I have my own YouTube channel. It's called From the Path, just like my other Instagram page. It's called, it's Walks, Talks, Play, but it's also From the Path. And I learned that idea from somebody who I admit buying crystals from, and they on their business card, it said every single name nonstop all the way down. I went, oh, my gosh, that's a great idea. Everything in every single thing was the same word. I thought, boy, I never thought of doing that. So I've been slowly switching over almost all of my social media to From the Path, because I really just love that phrase, because it used to be Blessings from the Path.
Yeah.
But I thought, I didn't drop the word blessings off necessarily. I still say it in my email, and I say it when I'm finishing a video with people. I always say Blessings from the Path. But that basically means From the Path of the Labyrinth. So
right.
It's been funny. Like, I hope people are getting that From the Path means From the Path of the Labyrinth. But, you know, who knows? So that's been something fun to do, is creating all of that. And then something I'm doing between now and the end of this month, March 31st, is an idea I also got while I was walking the labyrinth, is to do a giveaway. And so the giveaways are really something, like I learned from my college days, when I was attending a lot of powwows on the East Coast, the giveaway is usually done by a family, and they're thanking the community like giving something away. And usually it's art that they've created or something from their home that they've created, and they give to the community and they're saying thank you. So the giveaway that I have for the month of March for Women's Her Story Month instead of History, Her Story, Women's Her Story Month, is the giveaway is that I'm giving away one virtual complimentary coaching session. And what that means, per person. And what that means is you can call me up on the phone and experience what the residency is like in the call. And I'm going to, on a Zoom call, and I'm going to listen, because that's what I do when I'm an intuitive listener. And then the person can talk about whatever it is that they, even if they just need an ear, I'm happy to listen and go through the process of sharing with them what it is I do, and then offer them the opportunity to join the residency, which is the next step from having that call. There's like a weekly session that I do, which is the master class, and then the larger picture is the 90-day to work independently with me as also with a group.
Oh, wow. So, wait, so you said this is all a part of the residency. That's amazing. So it starts out, so it's a Zoom call.
Yep.
And the first one is complimentary this month only because it's in celebration of Women's Herstory Month.
Right.
Herstory. Right.
Yeah.
Herstory.
I was like, oh, it's a play on words,
like
but it's out there already. Herstory.
Like history.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, not
and,
his story. It's our story. Her story.
Yeah, our story. And then, wow. And so it builds. So your residency builds upon, so it's not just a, there's a stepping stones. It's not
just
all
like
at once.
Correct. It's got
I like
just
that.
like our the seed pattern that I love, the three circuit and the seven circuit classical, it starts with the seed pattern. It starts with that plus sign and the points. And that's the way I look at it, is that's the heart of the labyrinth. If we didn't have a seed pattern for the classical, we wouldn't have a labyrinth. So we have to start with, it's important to start with your core. It's important to start from your heart, start from your soul.
Right, the foundation.
And so from
so
the
you're,
soul,
you're working on the foundations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So, okay, I'll let you talk. Tell me more. Well, actually, before you tell us more, just give us a so where people can contact you. Let us know that much. How can people get in touch with you to find out more about your residency and just connect with you on Facebook or wherever?
Right. So my website, we can start with that, is the words, it's all one word, from, F-R-O-M, the, T-H-E, path, P-A-T-H. And it's dot live, L-I-V-E. So from the path.live is my website. I have two Instagram pages. One is walk_talks, T-A-L-K-S, _play. That one has a lot of the labyrinth and also the animals that I take care of. There's both on that, walk, talks, play, because you can do that with animals too. You walk them, you talk to them, and you play with them.
Yeah.
And then the other Instagram page is Soul Garden, so SOLGARDEN, and the number 8. So when you think of it, it's like Soul Garden Gate without the G part there. So Soul Garden 8, those are the two Instagram pages. And then I am in a contest right now for a Makers magazine that is an international magazine, and I saw them on Instagram and I applied, and you basically put out what you're creating. So I've been creating the labyrinth since 2020, and then you write why it's your favorite and what you're going to do with the, so what they do is they give you, if you win the grand prize, they put your making your product, your DIY, your do-it-yourself project onto their magazine that'll be international, and then you also get some prize money to go do something with it, which for me it would be traveling with the labyrinth. So that is the website is https://, and then it's DIYHERO.org /2022/ Elisa, E-L-I-S-A, dash S-O-L.
Wow.
So I need people to vote for me so I can win. So the Do It DIY Hero is an actual, that address is something that you could put into your computer and then, or phone, and then go and vote. And there is a paid vote, but there's also a free vote through Facebook. And I believe it's honoring, I forgot, the donation, it's a donation for the, I forgot. I should know these things, so I'm drawing a blank right now, which is typical. But anyway, and then also this summer I'll be at something called Propagate Studio, and they're at Stewartsville, New Jersey. And I'll be, this is a new makers studio that's opening up March 19th. They're having their open house. And Propagate, PROPAGATE.studio. And that's a good friend of mine. Her name is Sam Matthews, and she's opening up her own maker studio. And so I'm excited because didn't all call for artists, so I jumped in, and I got into the studio for the summer. So June, July, and August, I will be teaching people how to set up the labyrinth. I will be teaching people to create art. We'll be doing soul walking. So we'll be doing mini residencies over the summer.
Oh, that is great. Wow. That's really good.
I'm so excited. It just, like, took off.
Yeah, right? It's like you had the idea, you got the energy through walking a labyrinth every day. The messages came clear, and bam. Wow.
Yeah, one of my friends is listening. Thank you, Marcia. She said it's the American Lung Association. Woohoo! That came in from Oregon. Woohoo!
Wow. All right. Cool. So, there's a lot of action steps that you've taken since you've walked a labyrinth every day. And there's a lot of people that are now coming your way. I mean, here it is. You started your residency. It's like, if you build it, they will come.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I've
awesome.
Been writing lately.
Right. And it's funny, you work with Plarn, right? Let's talk about this Plarn a little bit, because I'm excited about that, because the minute you told me about the Plarn and you gave me, said, oh, here's how you make it, and you told me who makes it, and I went out, I got balls and balls of Plarn that I made.
Oh, cool.
Now, the thing I have to
and you,
set
you
up
made
my
yours
labyrinth.
Out of tablecloths, right?
What I did was I got a dollar store across the street from me, and I just went crazy. I just went buying the dollar tablecloths, cut them in half, and I literally hand-knitted each one.
Cool.
So all by hand.
Yeah, that's the way my friend Veronica did it.
Yeah. So I'm watching TV, and I'm like, meep, meep. Plus, well,
yeah, that's
too,
how she does it, too. She sits there and knit. And crochets them. She crochets them. Yep, by hand, yep. She actually makes mats for the homeless. So after Labyrinth School, I text her and I said, could you make me circuits? And she's like, make you what? And I told her what they were. And she's like, yeah, I can do that for you. How long do you want them? And I'm like, and that's when I called you. Athena, how long should these circuits be?
Right,
it was a team effort.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you asking me about that. I'm like, oh, yeah. I tell you, I do everything by stepping my feet. Like, that's how I measure my paths. Well, anyway, that's another story. But, So you have your seventh-ray residency. And let's just step back sort of like, not to the beginning, but about the going deeper and transforming. What can you suggest for someone who wants to go deeper on the labyrinth as well, besides signing up for your residency? How can they get that deeper transformation? What can you suggest?
Well, for me, it was walking one every day. So the fact that it's wonderful that the Labyrinth Society has the locator, or the locator that you actually mentioned at the start of the talk, that is the most amazing thing, because I even know, like, last May, when I traveled across our country because I was on my way to do some events in the West, I made sure I knew where the labyrinths were. I went to the locator. I, like, okay, where is there a labyrinth on the path I'm going to be driving? And so I went to one in Salt Lake City, and I went to one in a couple of other places, and it was like coming home, because to me, the labyrinth has now become a place that I call home. So if I'm having challenges, like I said, whether I'm home or if I feel really, like, stressed about something, all I have to do is either grab a finger labyrinth or find one on the land, because I have to touch the earth. That's my personal process.
Yeah.
Touching the earth, walking the path. In the snow, I'll bundle up in my snowsuit. I'll feel like a kid. I'll go outside. I'll make snow angels. Like, I have to touch the earth. That is my process of grounding myself, of bringing myself home, of playing. And, you know, like the other day, I think a couple of weeks ago, I was making snow angels. I was actually making a snow turtle. I was, like,
doing this,
I was on the ground, face down on the ground, making these snow turtle. I had the best time. And I rolled over, and in the sky above me was that rainbow smile. It was the most amazing thing. I've never seen that before in the sky like that. And it's on my Instagram page. I filmed it. And I was like, wow, where did that come from? So you just never know. Like, once you open your heart and you open the energy of your heart and your path and you put out love, I mean, I know there are some really, really horrific and horrible things happening in our world right now as we speak. But the best thing that we can do for the world and the community is to open our hearts and be in a place of love.
Yeah.
So
and walk the labyrinth.
That's what I do. And walk the labyrinth.
Yeah.
It is so important. Because, absolutely. So if you can't, you don't have one nearby. My friend Athena that we are now listening to and talking to is an awesome host. She does the full moon labyrinth walks. And the Veritas, that's located out of Petaluma, California, they do walks on Friday. So there are plenty of places to get your hands on a labyrinth. A finger labyrinth or the locator can show you where they are in your community. And go walk them, because they really are a godsend. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Spirit.
And you know what I do, too, sometimes to go deeper? I, like, read a labyrinth card. Have you heard of Tony Christie's Labyrinth Wisdom Cards?
Yes. I think you shared them with me.
Yeah, that's right. I sure did. That's right. I think when we first met. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull a card. I try to pull one every day, but that doesn't always happen. So sometimes I'll pull one at night. And I didn't pull one yet, and I just did. And you know what it says? Guidance.
What?
Yeah. They say, this labyrinth card says guidance. And it says, you are receiving guidance. Follow your own path. Isn't that something else?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just love how these cards. Yeah. These cards, they're like, I love how they talk to you as well. And it's funny because I just recently completed a giant ball of Plarn, and it looks like a giant ball of Plarn creating Ariadne's thread. And I just did it, Ariadne's thread, with some of my lovely plastic cheese that I, the casings that I take from the Baby Bell cheese, I save them up. And I make, like, labyrinths with them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got tons of labyrinths all over my place. So I guess
I'll hold on to mine and give them to you.
Oh, cool. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
better than
I
learning
make
in the
even
ocean.
A bigger one.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is lately I've been using a lot of, I've been upcycling a lot of, like, food containers that I'm using as water trays for painting and plastic cups, like, you know, if I get a coffee out there on the road when I'm driving around. I save everything, so my studio right now in the house is full of, like, plastic, but it's because I'm going to use it in my art. So it's going to be upcycled, and that it's used when I get traveling out there again with the labyrinth, which is soon. we'll be painting. People will be able to, you know, buy a – actually, that's a gift certificate, is to the new gift certificate that the idea also came from the Labyrinth. Everything comes from the Labyrinth now, which is really cool. My time in the Labyrinth in spirit is that people can buy a gift certificate, and that would give them their own private intuitive walk. So if they wanted to buy it for themselves, or they wanted to buy it for someone, like as a celebration or a birthday gift, that I could meet the person, say, at their home, because I travel with the Labyrinth, or I could meet them in a park or somewhere that they felt comfortable, and then they could redeem their gift certificate, and they would have their own personal soul walk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Wow, that's really connecting, too.
Yeah.
And it's also like what you're doing, the upcycling helps create the, helps the environment, too.
Yeah, because we don't want any of that plastic floating in the ocean. There's enough in there now. Hopefully those organizations that are doing everything they can to get the plastics out, protect our ocean life, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have a piece of art traveling around out there, too. I just remembered. It's the soul woman for indigo, because all my labyrinth, my art pieces have to do with the chakras and the colors of the rainbow. So the indigo soul star is a part of a traveling art show, and it's called Art for Sea, S-E-A, and it's out there on the Jersey Shore, and I think the art might be in Belmar right now. I'm not 100% sure. But Suzanne Crosby approached me at an art show that I went to in LBI in June of last year. And she's created this nonprofit, and she's asked a local artist to donate a piece of art. So Indigo Soulstar was donated, and all the proceeds will go to – she has a number of different ocean conservation companies that she's working with, nonprofits, so that'll go to them to help protect the ocean.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're really out there and really getting out there with your art creations and the labyrinth and even upcycling a lot of things. Elisa, I think that's amazing. And it all pulls together with, like, the transforming of the self, the mastery of the self with your seventh ray residency.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's just really been profound. I think that's been my life's work without realizing it's been my life's work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the labyrinth, like, is bringing you around to that. It's giving you that clarity. This is how you put it all together.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, how they put it all together, and I just said, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I remember when we first met, how the labyrinth seemed kind of, you were attracted to it, but it seemed a little foreign to you, and now it's embraced you, and you've embraced it. You're, like, in its container, and you're, like, you know, bringing forth, like, all your incredible talent that you have and, like, incorporating your art that you do. I think that's wonderful. And that's, like, such a beautiful evolution, you know. It's such
Thank you.
I think it's great. Very.
What I've learned from the coaching program is basically the labyrinth is my structure. It created the structure. It created the container to hold everything that I am. And so I just want to pay it forward and give out and share what I've learned. And if it helps someone, I'm thrilled. I mean, it's just a wonderful feeling to be able to pay it forward and help others. And this is the best way I know how to do it. So I'm excited about this journey.
That is wonderful. Yay. I'm excited for you too. Cool. I'm, glad to know you and glad that, you know, I like to say I'm part of your journey too, because we've connected and we work together, which is really cool. So we're getting, like, close to the hour of heading out for tonight. And before we do, I just want to, you know, thank all of our listeners. And I want to let you know that you can join us. You can listen in every month, every second Sunday of the month, and we'll have a different subject, a different artist, or a return artist, Labyrinth facilitator or Labyrinth related. And in the meantime, I give monthly online Labyrinth walks. You can join me at meetup.com, Philadelphia-Labyrinth Walk, or Philadelphia-Labyrinth. So that's at meetup.com. And you can follow me on Facebook at Unicursal Energy. And I'm also on Instagram at unicursal.temporary.labyrinths. And there's a few projects coming up, but right now they're in the works. There's a possible, I may be teaching at the, Mount Airy Learning Tree. So that's something that's coming up in possibly April, or if not September. So there's Labyrinth projects that's coming up between now and then. I'm just waiting for the go-ahead, and bam, here they come. And still there's Philadelphia 250, in which let's get a permanent Labyrinth in Philadelphia for not only for the communities, but for the visitors that come and see what Philadelphia is all about. Help me create this cradle of liberty, Labyrinth. So what are some lasting words or some information more that you like to share with our listeners and your and those who may be following you already out there, Elisa?
Words of wisdom. Get out there and walk a labyrinth. I think that probably the best thing to say is to just to go out there and open your heart and take in as much as you can, like around your community, maybe unplug for a little while and get back into nature. And that was another thing that I learned walking the land in 2020, that nature misses us. You know, we're out there. I'm just as guilty. I'm out there with my cell phone taking pictures, but you know, put your phone down and look up, because the trees want to say hello and the sky wants to say hello. Like the whole, if you think of the earth, almost as like a little bit of a snow globe, and you shake it and you just see all this beauty around you. Nature is around us, and it's waiting for us to look up and engage and be back there. Even if you just go and lean against a tree somewhere or sit on a park bench and just watch what's around you, you know, do some gazing what's around you. I mean, that's really how you can center yourself, you can ground yourself, you can get present for yourself, and then just open your heart and put all this love out there. We just need a lot more love out into the world and into the communities, and raise the vibration around us and around our friends. Mm-hmm. It's okay mm-hmm. to talk about the things that are happening in the world, but then that puts out the energy of what's happening in the world, and it's not really, I can't imagine you want that signature of your sentience, of who you are and what you want to be about. So just
that's
keep
right,
a,
you
keep
being
it positive.
A sentient. Yeah, how does somebody raise that energy? How do they raise that vibration?
It literally is touching trees, touching plants, taking your shoes and socks off when it's, you know, safe, if it's safe to do so, and walking the earth, touching the earth, you know, go hug a tree. You know, whatever you can do to, like, you know, if you can't hug people, that doesn't feel safe for you, you know, but just go and be present. Just, I don't know how else to describe it, but I guess you can do it with your breath. You know, just go in and out somewhere and just do some deep breathing, I think, is the best thing. And then just put some positive intention into that. Like, what mm-hmm. brings you joy? For me, color brings me joy. So all of my art is extremely colorful and it's playful. And that's what I want to do. That's all I want to do these days is just make art.
Cool.
And walk a labyrinth.
Cool.
And walk a labyrinth making art.
Be mindful. Like,
be mindful, yeah.
Feel the
play
breath in your body. Do art.
Yeah.
Always walk a labyrinth. Yeah.
Always walk a labyrinth.
Even
and you can also play with
one.
Your animal friends.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
We can't forget them. Yeah, our animal friends. And when you work with the animals, I know whenever I make a labyrinth, like one at home, my cat tends to walk the labyrinth. or sometimes she'll go straight to the center, and she'll sit in the center and just chill out. And then she'll get out and she'll start walking the path. I'm like, how do they know to do that? It's almost like some kind of energy that they just feel like this is the way to go.
I absolutely agree with that. I know when I walk a dog, they tend to spin in circles and they go, they just seem to be following the ley lines. They just know. I mean, yes, they're following scent, but at the same time, they're also just walking a path. And that's another reason why I really love walking the animals, walking the dogs, is because you're not walking them. They're walking you. So
right.
You're just on a walkabout and you're following the path. And you're having a great time. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, I love what you said, the ley line. They're walking the ley line of the path, which is true because a ley line is energy and it has that certain pattern. Yeah, you know, labyrinths are, you know, their guideposts, signposts. They have, you know, the energy of the path where you walk in this universal, you know, the spiral.
Absolutely.
I think that's cool. And so... Okay, so it's the seventh ray residency.
Yeah.
People are going to get in touch with you at, tell us again, your
from
email
the
where
path,
they can contact you.
Oh, fromthepath7@gmail.com.
Cool. Cool. So you can get, like, lots of in-depth information from Elisa, and please follow her on Instagram. Follow her on Facebook, and just, like, you know, if you can get to see her work and get to be involved in the residency, that'd be great, you know, and join us and share what you learn and become your own master, you know. So as it's wrapping down, we got, like, a few minutes left. I just want to thank our listeners, and even though, like Elisa said, there's a lot of problems out there and a lot of serious issues, yeah, go hug a tree. You know, hug your friends, hug your family if you can or not, or definitely keep walking that labyrinth because it's really important. Not only are you healing yourself when you walk the labyrinth, but you're healing the earth because you're giving your love and your energy to the earth, and it's reciprocal. So, there's a nice exchange there. There's a nice change for transformation and clarity. And as simple as it sounds, it has more depth than that. But whatever you do, you know, the labyrinth is a container to nurture your soul.
Thank you very much, Athena. That was an awesome episode. Thank you, Elisa, for being such a wonderful guest. And I'm looking forward to this conversation continuing over time. Thanks again.
Great. All right. Thanks. All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Oh, yeah.
Blessings on the path.
Yes. Thank you. And thanks to everybody who tuned in, whether you clicked on a link and found yourself here, whether you called and you patiently waited in our queue as the program progressed, or whether you'll be checking us out later on demand. Until next time, this is all of us wishing all of you joyous journeys, amazing adventures, and locate that labyrinth. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And we're going to close with Virginia Ackley's If You Can Dream, because that's what it's all about.
If you can dream, if you can fly, then your heart can touch the sky, but only if you can dream. If love is true and love is real, pain and sorrow soon will heal, but only if you can dream. Dream till you wake. Dream till you feel. Dream. till it's real. If